When I was in TV sports, the last few days of the year brought with them review videos, as in the best of the year that was about to end. With few sporting events on TV, especially on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve, those prepackaged year-enders were a lifesaver. In that old lang sports spirit, a look back now at the subjects I inflicted upon you, the listeners, in 2012. I started the year with the announcement of the National Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association's Hall of Fame inductees and national winners. Hall of Famers Bob Costas and John Feinstein visited Salisbury in June, along with National Sportscaster of the Year Dan Shulman of ESPN and National Sports Writer of the Year Joe Posnanski, who wrote the Joe Paterno bio that was released in August. And the star power didn't end with the Big Four. Dick Ebersol led a contingent of big-name TV sports execs who came to support Costas. Pulitzer Prize winner David Marinus introduced Feinstein. And Shulman brought along his Sunday Night Baseball cohorts, Terry Francona and Oral Hershiser. Jay Billis popped up from Charlotte, and Dick Vitale chartered in from his home in Florida. I'll announce this year's Big Four winners next week. We discussed the Penn State situation, the Duke-Carolina basketball rivalry, and Lynn's sanity. And I said that Jeff Buzdelic, like any coach who does not commit a violation or crime, deserved a minimum of 3 years to show improvement in the Wake Forest basketball program. The segue into spring brought talk of President Obama's NCAA tournament picks. I speculated that he picked teams from important swing states to gain a political advantage for November. Seems to have worked pretty well. On the shameful side of sports, we talked about the New Orleans Saints bounty program and Bobby Petrino's motorcycle accident and resulting scandal in Arkansas that ended up costing him his job. I paid homage to LeBron James, who led his Miami Heat to the NBA title, to my childhood memories of Fenway Park, which celebrated its 100th anniversary, and to the good, bad, and ugly uniforms of our favorite teams. Summer was time for a little bit of fun. From my first trip to SEC football media days as one of 1,100 credentialed media, to the joys of ballpark food and the London Olympics. In the fall, we talked about the NFL's replacement refs and college football, and honored the late Bill Friday, who defined integrity in college sports. And I spoke in praise of Detroit Tigers manager Jim Leland, who led his team to the World Series. And in praise of the Winston-Salem State Rams, who won their way to the NCAA Division II championship game, only to suffer the agony of defeat in front of a national TV audience. Down the stretch in 2012, there were still plenty of topics to cover, from the black coaches and administrators' hiring report card on college basketball, to parents and their roles in their kids' sporting lives. And what discussion of sports would be complete without ESPN? I talked about how they represent both what's so good and at times so bad about sports coverage. December meant talk of tragedy, the death of college basketball coach Rick Majerus, and the college coaches who spoke about change in the aftermath of the Newtown, Connecticut elementary school massacre. Though the subjects may not always be fun, it is fun to see the breadth of topics we've covered this year. My civics teacher, my freshman year in high school, would call it Review of the Year soup on the cafeteria menu on the last day. One program note, starting next week, my sports commentaries will shift from Mondays to Wednesdays. You'll be able to hear them at the same times, 7:30 during Morning Edition and 5:30 during All Things Considered. I'm Dave Gorin. Have a happy and healthy new year. We'll talk again next Wednesday.